Bringing it back to Rosie on the House, where we're talking your house, your home, your castle, your cabin. Now we better go to Robert. And Florence, you're up next, and we have an empty line if someone would like to sneak in. Now's your chance to do it. 1-888-767-4348. On the topic of cleanliness, Robert has an issue.
Yeah, Rosie. First of all, thanks for taking my call, and happy Belmont Stakes Day, and good luck, American Pharoah.
Wouldn't that be something else?
First time in 37 years.
Yeah. What time? What time is the tea time? They don't call it tea time. The dropping of the gate. What do they call the start of a horse race?
Post time, I guess.
Post time. Yes.
I think it's at 2:30 Eastern time, but I think coverage starts on the NBC at about 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock Phoenix time.
All right.
And anyway, my issue is, I mean, I've lived in Arizona, in the Phoenix area since 1978.
Okay.
I have never had a real problem with any type of pests like bugs or flying insects or anything like that until about 2 months ago.
Okay.
I developed a flea problem. And I don't know how I got them, but I live up in East Sunny Slope, right up against the Phoenix Mountain Preserve.
Okay,
I love it up here. It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
But I have a very small rental property, very small one-bedroom apartment. Okay?
Okay.
I have turned off the air conditioning. I have tried this over-the-counter thing called Hot Shot for fleas.
Okay.
And I've tried the balm. I've tried the spray. You know, I balm the heck out of it, spray it, you know, turn the air conditioning off, leave for 8 hours, come back. I mean, and it's still the same. Now, what I did about 2 months ago, I had, rather than keep the windows just totally closed, because of the cool spring we had, I had screening put in, you know, screens on my front windows.
Very good.
And so then I opened the windows to get the fresh air.
Good.
I don't know if they came through the screens or there's a little light where the front door may not be completely flush against the jamb. It's, you know, not totally flush. I don't know how they got in or what brought them in. Now, since I went ahead and closed the windows, right?
Okay.
Since then, it seems like the problem is getting a little better, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
But I was wondering, what can I do? What do you suggest I do as far as tightening this place up and getting? I don't want to have to hire a pest control person because, you know, it costs a lot of money and I'm on a limited income.
Okay.
So, can you help me?
Here's a couple things, Robert. Hey, fleas aren't generally going to come in airborne through an open window. They're going to come in host-borne by a pet or on your socks or in your shoes, hiking the park. Right now, in this weather environment that we've got right now that was so friendly to the animals and the vegetation and the pests of the desert because we had such a mild winter, and then we had such gorgeous January rain that was followed up with March, April, May rain, they're having a perfect environment to proliferate right now, and that's exactly what we're seeing all across. When I talk to the pest control people that are in the Rosie Network, they say, Rosie, we are booked solid. We haven't seen pests like this hardly ever in the state of Arizona. I mean, that goes from five-star pest control down in Tucson to Blue Sky Pest Control up here in Phoenix. So it's going to be a problem that's going to diminish as things dry out and we get a little heat, if we do, prior to the monsoon season. But what I'm going to encourage you to do is get to a pet store, get to PetSmart or Petco, and get your pet carpet conditioner, flea and tick killer that kills the larva in all four stages of development. I would go to Bed Bath & Beyond, and I would get a bed bug proof zip coating. I would sprinkle DE on my mattress, then I would completely zip it up in that bed bug proof liner. Then I'd make the bed, make sure the sheets and the blankets are all completely clean. And those are the ways you're going to try and knock it down. Romy, you've got a couple other products as well you like recommending.
Well, this is a flea and roach specially formulated for exactly that, the Bonide's House Guard. And it is exactly what you said. It not only does it kill on contact, but it kills the larvae, the eggs, and the adults. So it completely breaks the life cycle if, in fact, you're dealing with fleas.
Yeah. So there you go, Robert. Like I say, you know, if you can take any consolation at all, any comfort at all, no, you're not the only one. You are not the only one. We are seeing this literally statewide right now.
And he's in Sunny Slope. One of Bonide's distributors closest to him would be the Summerwinds Nursery on Bethany Home in 16th Street.
There you go.
Be there in 10 minutes.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect. So, Robert, give it a try. That's Bonide. And again, it's Roach and Flea.
Roach and Flea House Guard.
Okay. Ugh. Well, we're talking house cleanliness today.
That's
I'll tell you this, Robert. We live kind of on a large lot next to a wash near the desert area. I've had dogs the whole 30 years we've been in this house. I never had fleas and ticks until like just a couple years ago, and now we fight it constantly. So keep up the vigilance.
Some house guard. I'll get you some.
Okay. Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.